USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A Pennsylvania prison is firing a tower guard who was on duty during the escape of convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante. The corrections officer with 18 years of service at Chester County Prison is being let go. Authorities are continuing their search for the 34-year-old Brazilian native who managed to escape over a week ago. The case involves the coordinated efforts of nearly 400 law enforcement personnel, including both state and federal agencies. Following recent shootings in New Mexico, including the death of an 11-year-old boy outside a minor league baseball stadium this week, Governor Michelle Grisham Friday issued an emergency order suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and the surrounding county for at least 30 days. It applies to open and concealed carry in most public places from sidewalks to parks. The governor said she expects legal challenges to the emergency order. Violators could face civil penalties and a fine of up to $5,000. Former President Donald Trump is reiterating his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
You know, if I was in third or fourth place, or if I wasn't running, I'd be living the life of Riley. I wouldn't be here with you tonight, but I'd be living there. I'd have nice houses all over the place. I'd be living a beautiful life. They wouldn't indict me. They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump suggested that his strong polling numbers in the Republican primary and even a hypothetical general election against President Biden may be prompting Democrats to use legal means against him. President Biden is wrapping up discussions at the G20 summit in India. In their concluding statement on Saturday, global leaders advocated for a fair and lasting peace for Ukraine, yet they refrained from directly censoring Russia for its incursion and instead emphasized the importance of respecting territorial boundaries. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that she's running for re-election. The California Democrat made her official announcement on Friday, confirming her intent to seek another term in 2024. The decision follows Pelosi's choice last year to relinquish her role as the head of the House Democratic Caucus. She made history as the first female speaker, and she's been in Congress since 1987. Hurricane Lee is expected to reach the U.S. Atlantic seaboard as early as Sunday. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 3 storm is whipping up maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. It became the first Category 5 storm of the season before being downgraded late last night. A Tennessee lawmaker says enough evidence has been gathered to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
You know, my articles of impeachment can be offered as a privileged motion, which would trigger a vote within 48 hours. I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. I mean, the country is in crisis and he's going on vacation. Come on, this is ridiculous.
I'm Lance Pry.
A historically significant human skull was found at a Goodwill center in Goodyear, Arizona. Law enforcement believe it's not related to any crime. It was found on Tuesday. Goodwill staff followed protocol and alerted local authorities. The skull was sent to the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office, where its authenticity was confirmed. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.